Use of the material on this show does not create an attorney-client relationship. The information contained herein is provided for informational and entertainment purposes only. It should not be construed as legal advice on any subject.
Welcome to the State of Your Estate podcast. Keeping it, enjoying it, passing it on. With your hosts, estate planning attorneys, Morgan and Elizabeth Allison.
Welcome to episode 11 of our podcast, State of Your Estate. I am your co-host, Morgan Allison.
And I am Elizabeth Allison.
Today we'll be talking about a new way of getting your estate plan done, the will signing party.
And in our mailbag segment, we hear from a woman who is not being told what is going on in the administration of her father's will. So stay tuned.
All right, so today we're going to talk about our new service called the Will Signing Party, which I think is just a brilliant, awesome kind of thing. And it's basically a way that you can save money on getting your will done and not have to go through the boring ordeal that a lot of people have to go through.
So instead of sitting in an attorney's office and going over a huge list of things and what do we want to do with this and what do we want to do with that, you take care of all that stuff first and then you have a party.
Yeah, it's an idea that Beth and I came up with on a long car trip about how we could make things more interesting for people, but also help them save money. And I guess one thing I also want to kind of say is I think some people may think that kind of like trivializes maybe the estate planning, that it's not taking it seriously. It's still a very serious thing. But serious doesn't have to be boring. You know, serious doesn't... There's no reason that something can't be serious and happy at the same time. You know, like a wedding, for example, I mean, is a serious thing, but is also a happy occasion, happy event. So...
And most people, even though they kind of dread having to deal with a will and thinking about what a will means, when you get it done, there's a sense of relief. Because you have put in place something that will make things easier for your family when you pass.
Yeah, and so how does this make things even easier than normal? I mean, normally when you get your will done or get an estate plan done, you have to go to a lawyer's office and you spend a lot of money, and you have to go back after the paperwork's done and get it all signed and all that kind of stuff. Well, this is a way you can do it where it's all at home. The lawyer comes to you. We come to your house. Or if you want to have it at a restaurant, or if you want to have some other kind of venue, we come to you. And you can just kind of relax. You know, you invite friends over who are also wanting to get their wills done and save money. And you have a nice dinner, talk a little bit about estate planning, and all the paperwork is there and it all gets executed. It makes so much sense.
And everybody that's getting a will done can be witnesses for each other. So logistically, it helps too.
Exactly. Because sometimes that's a problem, because you have to have two witnesses besides your, you know, so you have your signature, you have the notary, who's, or in this case, the lawyer. And you also have to have two witnesses. Sometimes that's harder to arrange than other times. But how does this save you money? I mean, you have this lawyer coming to your house, and instead of you going to them, and yet it's much less expensive. And it's the simple answer is volume, because basically instead of doing one plan, the attorney's doing like three or four or five plans all at the same time. And by plans, I mean, that's, you know, I'm talking about a will-based plan. So, you know, most of our plans we talk about are trust-based, where we have trusts, like a living trust or something like that. These are will-based. So you have a will instead of a trust, because it's easier for us to do without a lot of complicated initial setup. And that's the main reason why we do that.
And some people like the traditional route. Some people are not comfortable with change, and they like to go the old route and something that they understand. And so they want to stick with just having a will.
Yeah.
And that's okay, too.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we do still believe that trusts are almost always better than just having a will. But it's, you know, let's face it, it is a little bit more expensive to get the trust set up and all that kind of stuff. But let's say that you want to have a trust-based plan, but you can't afford it right now, or you know, you're not really sure that's what you need or something like that. One advantage of the way we do things is that the price that you, if you want to upgrade, you can upgrade.
So if we've done a will for you, and you when you're thinking about things after it's done, and you decide that, well, maybe it does make sense to put something in a trust or put most things in a trust, then you can come back later and upgrade to a trust or a more complete plan. And what happens with your money when that happens?
It's you get full credit. So it does not cost you a penny extra. So it makes sense to go ahead and start with a simpler plan and then upgrade later if that's what you want to do. So if you need something more complex, it'll apply entirely to the package, to the more complex package. Whatever amount of money that you pay for this, for the will and the plan that you get at the will signing party, applies to the more complex package. But let's tell our listeners what a will signing party is like. You know, like we said, it was like with your friends, right?
And it can be a lot of different things. It could be a cocktail party. Mm-hmm. It could be a sit-down dinner at your house. It could maybe be a sit-down dinner at a restaurant or some venue in town. It could be a backyard barbecue or a crawfish boil. The only limitation is, well, there are two limitations. Yeah. One is your imagination.
And your budget.
Because we will cover up to $200 towards your party.
Right. So yes, I mean, we pay for the food and drinks on a typical kind of a party. And so, I mean, so you're getting a plan, getting it all in your home, maybe if that's the way you want to do it, and everything's getting paid for. It's, you know, and you're getting a discount. It's a pretty good deal, but okay. So basically, the style of party is up to you, right? Like we said, you can have, you know, a nice dinner party at your home, or drinks, or however you want to do that.
Or you could have a brunch,
or somewhere else, or a brunch, sure.
Or how about a breakfast?
Yeah, breakfast.
A tea. Brunch. You could have high tea with cake and coffee.
Breakfast, serve mimosas. You know, whatever you want to do, it's all good. So the attorney arrives at your event. Let's just call it an event, right? So whatever your special event. And so basically we bring like a box full of stuff, okay? And the box is going to have
paperwork.
Yeah, all the paperwork, all the trusts, the wills, the powers of attorneys, the copies of everything.
Pens.
Is all going to be, you know, brought in and set aside for a little while. But the attorney just, you know, will visit with you and your guests and just kind of chat for a little while. And you know, when things settle down and you're eating and, you know, things kind of come down, there may be like a 10-15 minute presentation about estate planning in general. And then each person or couple would have a little time privately with the attorney to answer, to kind of go over the paperwork and get any questions that they might have answered. So then when that's done, and you know, and everybody else is chatting and visiting and relaxing, and then the signing happens, right? So we bring out the paperwork and get everything signed and sealed and delivered.
Signed, sealed, delivered.
Right. I'm yours. No, but.
And you might be wondering, well, how are we signing paperwork for this thing that we're just doing right here? Well, before the party, there's preparation.
Right, right. And that's going to be mostly like over the telephone.
Right.
Yeah.
And in the telephone interview, they get all the particulars, names, ages, birth dates, addresses, social security numbers, all the information that we need to identify people that are in the will.
Right. And all the options that you want and exactly what, you know, who gets what, that kind of stuff, you know.
Right. And so how you want things handled. And one of the beauties is this. So you talk to us in this interview. We get all the particulars. We draw up your paperwork. We go to the will signing party. You sign your paperwork. And 2 days later, you change your mind. What happens then?
Not a problem. Not a problem at all. Because we give you 90 days of free revisions. So, and we do it just for that. Because sometimes you might change your mind. And we don't want you to have to worry about making sure all the details are exactly right. And, we want you to be able to just sign it and just relax, you know. And you got 90 days to mull it over and to review the documents and make sure it really is exactly what you want. And if you want something revised, we'll revise it for you.
One of the things that we talked about earlier was that you get a discount. Why don't you explain how that works, Morgan?
Yeah, so the standard fee for doing this kind of will-based plan is $750. And that's actually about half as expensive right there as a lot of estate planners charge, because we do it as a bundled service. But if you were to actually like do the wills for a couple and all the powers of attorney and all those other documents, it could add up to about $1,500.
But anyways, right, because what documents are included when we do just a basic will plan?
Yeah, so it's not just the will. It's also powers of attorney. So durable general powers of attorney.
For each person.
Also healthcare.
Will?
Yeah, a will. And then healthcare power of attorney for each person. And a living will
for each person. So each one of these is for each person. So two wills, two powers of attorney, two living wills, two, what did I leave out? Medical, healthcare.
Right, the healthcare powers of attorney. Right. So $750, which is actually a pretty good price right there, but for each additional couple that covers a couple or an individual, so for each additional couple that is getting a plan at your party, there's a $100 discount for everybody. So like if you're just having one for yourself, just yourself and your wife or your husband, it would be $750. But if you had one other couple with you, you're each paying $650. And if you had four other couples with you, it goes down to $350 each. And that's as low as it goes. So $350 is the bottom price. But and that's over half off of our regular price. So, I mean, it is, you're not going to really find a better deal than that, especially with everything that you get. Because not only the documents, you also get, and if you really think about what this is worth, it's actually worth more than $750 just by itself, and that's the reviews for life. And we talk about that from time to time, but all of our plans come with free reviews for life. So every 3 years, we go back to you and we look at your documents again with you, and we get, so you have an opportunity to to make changes, and if there's a change in the law or change in your life circumstances, your estate plan can be adjusted to fit. So, I mean, that by itself is pretty valuable.
And like we said earlier, if after doing this you say to yourself, I really need to do something more than this, then you can change and you can add a trust. And what we would do, if we changed you over from just a will-based plan to a trust-based plan, then we would, even in a trust-based plan, you end up with wills. Then they're called right. pour-over wills. So we would go back and adjust the paperwork so that it's taken into account that the trust is there now.
Exactly. Yeah, all the documents, whatever documents would need to be revised, we would certainly take care of that for you. So in the event, you don't even, look, you can, we make it as easy as we can for you, right? I mean, we, whatever level of involvement you want with your will signing party, you can have or what. So, I mean, if you're just like, look, I just want to have a nice get together somewhere. I don't want to do it in my house. And y'all take care of it. Well, we'll take care of it. We will find you the right venue that you want. We'll take care of making the arrangements.
And the more elegant it is, if it's not something in your home, in your backyard, we might need a little lead time to figure out where it's going to be and make sure that it's available.
Yeah, something nice, we're not going to be able to throw it all together for you like in a week or something. Yeah, you're going to have to give us a little time for that kind of thing.
And the other thing is that the other people involved, if you have several couples coming to the party too, we need to get with them to get their information, to have a telephone interview with them so that we can get that information and get the paperwork drawn up.
Yeah, we need your guest list. Yes, exactly. Yeah, we need your guest list. And also remember, I mean, we will pay for up to $200. But if you want something like really swanky, you know,
that takes a little bit more doing.
Yeah, if it's going to cost more than that, I mean, you're going to have to be prepared to pay for it.
Because there are places in town that just to hold something somewhere, you have to give them a deposit.
Yeah.
You know, a damage deposit, that sort of thing. So we'd have to work that out.
So how do you get started with this?
The first thing that you do is you go to our website, AllisonEstatePlanning.com, and you download our inventory. Because starting with the inventory is the best thing you can do ever.
Right.
Then you call us and you say, I want to do a will signing party.
Yep, and then we will walk you through it.
Yeah. Then we will let you know what you need to know, what we need to know.
And we'll help you set a date and get your get your friends together and make it happen for you.
Assistance with successions, probate, estate planning, and elder law issues. Call Allison and Allison at 985-853-8557 or visit AllisonEstatePlanning.com.
Welcome to the mailbag, where we answer questions about the law from you, our listeners, and sometimes from random people on the internet, like today. So, here's our question today.
My dad recently passed and supposedly left a will that I haven't seen. My mom has lied to me and said that there's a will and it's in succession. I went to see the will and it was not in succession. My dad's attorney said that there's a valid will and it's in his bank account. I guess that means his, like, you know, a saving.
What do you call it? A safe deposit.
Safe deposit box. All right. Anyway, back to the question. So he says it's in his safe deposit box. My mom gives my brother the land, dad's truck, and the shop and equipment in the shop. Yet I received not a penny and no paperwork stating my brother is executor. Can my mom do this if there's a will stating that she has everything? I know the law if there's not a will, but how do I find out if there's a will, because the attorney could have lied to me as well, right?
So, and this is kind of an aside, so this isn't like an answer to her question, but don't put your will in a safe deposit box, okay? I mean, seriously.
You don't want to have to go to court to make the bank let you into the safe deposit box.
Yeah.
Although you can do that, but it's just causing
it's like,
more problems.
Why jump through all those hoops? Don't put it in a safe deposit box. Put it, if your attorney won't hold on to it, most attorneys don't, but if your attorney won't hold on to it, you can often go to the clerk of court and have it registered at the courthouse.
That's, there's probably a minimal charge,
yeah, it's like. But in Terrebonne Parish, that's certainly that's an option. But you know, you want to have it in a safe place, but you want to have it accessible also. So yeah, not a safe deposit box. Anyway,
but the main thing is this: if you think that there's a problem with the succession, then you should get an attorney.
Yeah, I mean, this. I think bottom line, she's going to need an attorney.
Probably so.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't think everything's on the up and up, and because I mean, look, something's not adding up here, right? I mean, so people are saying that there is a will, and there's nothing at the courthouse or whatever.
I mean, there's no reason for her not to show you the will if it gives everything to her. Then it's a will that gives everything to her.
And here's one other thing that doesn't really add up. Is that she's saying that her mother is giving her brother land, and I'm not sure how that's working out, because I mean, how do you do that without
a transfer of property?
Yeah, because I mean, you'd have to have a succession to clear the title for the land, and because the way that works in Louisiana. Is, you know, we don't have deeds to property. Everything is registered in mortgages and conveyances. So every
clerk's office.
Yeah, the clerk's office. Every parish has an office of mortgage and conveyance, and every transfer of property has to be done there. It has to be registered there. So it's a public records kind of a thing, and you can't just, you know, she can't just say, here's the land, it's yours. She can't do that. If it's property that your father had any ownership interest in, then it would have had, there'd have to be a succession done and the will done and all that, and there has to be some judgment that says, okay, the land can go to
whatever. You have to be put in possession of it.
So something's not adding up. So one other thing you could do is go to the records in the parish where that land is situated.
Well,
you know,
first, if you've checked the will for the parish where you've gone to the court to check to see if the will is there at the clerk of court of the parish where your father died, where he lived
where his domicile, right?
Because there's an order of where you probate wills, put things in succession. So check there, and then if there's immovable property, land, then you would go to the parish where that land is situated.
Right. And so, I mean, if there is a will, and if this has all happened, then the will is going to be on record somewhere. And it's got to be in the parish where your father lived, when he passed away. But it's going to be, they can't hide it. I mean, if they're going to execute the will, it's got to actually be, you know, it's got to be probated. So it's got to be a record. There's got to be a judgment and all that kind of stuff. So it's got to be somewhere. And so look, like I said, or like we both said, something's not adding up. And when you're in a situation like that where things are just not adding up like that, you need an attorney to try to sort it all out. So, If a succession hasn't actually been opened, then an attorney can open it for you. And if there is no will, so like let's say everybody's lying and there's no will.
Another question is, was he a Louisiana resident? Because maybe the land is in Louisiana, but he didn't live in Louisiana.
Yeah, that's
or that's did question. He live in Louisiana and the land is somewhere yeah. else?
We're assuming that this is all in Louisiana. Yeah,
we're assuming Louisiana.
Yeah, because the question, this wasn't actually in the question part that we read out loud, but the person lives in Louisiana. The person who's asking the question, we know, is asking it as a Louisiana law question. But let's say there is no will and your mother has given away stuff improperly. Well, that's something else that an attorney would be able to straighten out for you. So, I mean, that's probably what you're going to have to do. If you're getting nowhere going to the courts to find out what's going on, if your father's attorney is not really being straight with you and your mother is apparently not being straight with you, you're just going to have to get an attorney. So...
But you might be able to find it out yourself if you go to one of those clerks' court.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah, we wish you well.
Yeah, it's terrible when those kinds of things happen when the family. I mean, I see. I guess this is another aside, but you know, these things tear families apart.
They really can.
It really does, and I think that's really a big reason why you need an estate plan to keep this kind of stuff from happening. Because, I mean, if the father had a good plan put into place, it would not create these kinds of stresses, would not create these kinds of situations. It would all just be taken care of. But, you know, that's really a big reason why you need one.
And the thing is, you know, he wasn't, I'm sure, planning on not being there at that point. Yeah, well,
nobody plans on that.
Exactly.
Which is why you need a plan no matter how young you are
or what your situation is. You just never know.
Things happen.
So if you have questions, you can email your questions to Morgan@AllisonAttorneys.com, or you could record your question on our podcast page on our website, which is AllisonEstatePlanning.com. And your voice message might be heard on your show.
Yeah, one
or
of these
we might
days.
Read it back, you know.
One of these days we'll get people to actually submit recorded. We had a couple early on, but man, it's been a little dry. No one wants to hear their voice on the podcast or something.
Nobody wants to think about doing wills
know.
At Christmas time.
Oh, and look, it's not all about wills either. We answer all kinds of questions.
Yeah, you can ask us a question about anything having to do with law. If we don't know, we'll find somebody who does.
Yeah, you got a criminal law question. You got a, you know, what it doesn't matter, we'll answer it.
Custody?
Yeah. I've got some law books. I can look it up, you know.
We know people.
That's right.
So, last thing, Morgan, you need to tell everybody about some changes that we're making to the format of our podcast.
Right. Yeah, you may have noticed that this podcast is a lot longer than our previous ones. It also came out a lot later than we normally.
And it's much more entertaining.
And I hope it's a lot more entertaining. We're having a lot of fun. So we're changing the format. So we were doing a weekly show that was like 15 to 20 minutes with like short, like 5-minute segments. But we really like this better. So we're making them longer. So making about twice as long, but coming out about half as often. So every other week, we plan to have about a 30 to 40 minute episode. And that'll give us more time per episode so we can get in depth and we can really just relax and really get down to the nitty gritty and discuss things. And I like it.
I like it, but we want to know whether you like it.
Yeah, let us know what you think. So that's all for this week. Thank you very much for listening to our show.
With our new format.
Yes.
So next episode, we're going to have a holiday season special. And we're going to talk about charitable giving in your estate plan.
Yes, indeed. So, bye.
Bye.